I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Black Friday, wow, shop, Wayfair now, month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out this song. Best gift and core, Black Friday scores,
garlands and trees.
Saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Here's a quick plug, area rugs, fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the, win the season.
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
All right, Doc, I have a question for you.
Hmm.
Well, let me not start with a question. I want to read something to you that came into my perspective a couple weeks ago. Okay. And I want to get your like initial thoughts and like reaction to what this means to you, okay?
Okay.
So it says, if you have a belief, all right, and you can't explain why you have that belief, it's not yours, it's someone else's.
If you have a belief and you can't explain what that's about.
Why you have it.
Why do you have it?
It's not yours, it's someone else's.
Somebody else's.
I know.
If I have a belief and I can't explain it, then it's not mine, it's somebody else's.
Yeah, and when
but how did I get that belief?
That's the thing is, so when I saw that, I started asking questions about a lot of things that, and a lot of beliefs that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And because what I realized is, when you start to ask a lot of questions around things that you believe, you can redefine your future. Like, you can change the entire trajectory of your future. So belief is something for me, give you an example, like grew up Catholic, right? Mm-hmm. Born and raised Catholic, did the whole confirmation, Holy Communion deal.
Mm-hmm.
But as I, grew up, just kind of disconnected from Catholicism, however you say it. But the thing I started asking questions is like, why did I even believe that? Like, if you ask me questions today about what I learned, I was like, I can't even tell you. I couldn't even tell you anything about it. So it was a belief that my parents instilled in me. And then I went back and asked them a question, where did you get this belief from? Like, why did you mm-hmm. choose Catholic versus all the other options you had available to you?
So I'm thinking that your parents learned this from wherever they learned it.
That's it.
Okay. And then your parents instilled whatever they learned, they thought it was good and wanted to instill that in their children.
Yeah.
And pass that down. So learned behavior is what I'm thinking it is.
Yeah.
You've learned it from somewhere.
Yeah.
You've learned it. You've learned to believe it. And you just keep that. Just keep that thing going.
Yeah. But people, so from, not people, so from experience for me, and it's never my intention to question someone's identity or who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like to ask questions. Like if someone makes a statement to me about something, about, let's just say they say, why don't you have a dog? Or, why aren't you married? Like these blatant statements. The first question that comes to me is, where is it written in stone that I should be married by a certain age? Where did that belief come from?
That is a societal thing. this is my thing on it. To me, it's a societal thing. Some people look at, wow, okay, the women, you need to get married before 30 or whatever age, because if you wait till later in the life, you may not be able to have children. So it really depends on the individuals.
Yeah.
And what they can be taught by their mother, father, their family. They can be taught different things by their family. But then as the individual grows, gets out there in the world and gets to start communicating with other different people, different thoughts, then their thoughts may change. Now, it doesn't mean that it's right or wrong or indifferent. It's just their thoughts.
Yeah.
And so it's, to me, it's been instilled. It's instilled from you, from your parent.
I love what you're saying. I love what you just highlighted around this idea of when you get to 35 or so, like you have to like speed up.
Well, that's an example. Women, the doctors and things look, if you get to 35, you're pushing it, you know, and 40 is really old to be trying to have a child.
Yeah.
Because there's more complications and things as you mature. So a lot of people, right, wrong, or indifferent, you know, some of their parents and things might instill in them, get married young, get married young. But
you hear the stories of people that have babies in their 40s.
They do.
Yeah. So,
how many of those babies are intentional?
Well, I don't know. I didn't look at the
that's another statistic. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to dive into that. Yeah. But I got a story for you about this.
Okay.
And how powerful belief is and how a lot of it is pre-programmed.
Okay.
A cousin of mine, my cousin, she told me a story about one of her clients. So she was, she's in the real estate industry.
Okay.
So she was going to buy one of her clients' homes. She walked in the home. The client opens the door. The client's mother-in-law was with the client.
Okay.
Right? So the mother-in-law approaches the door with the client, and my cousin walks in. And my cousin, just to give you a little bit of insight, she doesn't have any kids yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the woman walks up, and the first thing the woman says to my cousin is, "How are the kids?"
How are the kids?
Yes, how are the kids, right? So, like, and this is the first time, mind you, that she's ever interacted with my cousin.
Okay.
Because it would make sense. Let's say if she's seen her maybe before with, like, maybe she brought her kids by the house and she interacted.
But she's never seen her.
It's never, right?
So what I said was,
it's something that's pre-programmed. It's a belief that a woman of a certain age should have children. And the woman didn't even ask any questions. My cousin never said anything. She just said, "How are the kids?"
And did the lady respond to that?
Well, my cousin looked left and right like, is she seeing something I'm not seeing? Like, okay. My cousin's hilarious.
Okay.
she looked around and she said, "Kids." Like, you know, she was taken back. And she said the woman started praying for her.
Oh, my. So this woman.
It's a cultural. It's, yes.
Okay, so I'm hearing that this woman just made an assumption by looking at this lady. Looked whatever age she thought she might have been.
Yeah.
And whatever her beliefs was, oh, she's got to have children. So I'll just ask, how are the kids?
That's it. But all this happened. So imagine this. All this happened. That's how the power of beliefs. This happened in her mind, and my cousin was so taken back by it. So, like, I always ask myself, like, how many beliefs do I have that have been limiting me my whole life that are not even my own beliefs?
Wow. Those beliefs can be very harmful. I'll share a personal story.
Yeah.
I have no children. I have been married twice. And the first time, I was married like in my late 30s. And I was complaining that at work one day that I was having so much pain. And the girls were like, "Girl, you're pregnant. Just go ahead and get your pregnancy test. That's what the problem is." So, okay, I did it. Later on, found out, yeah, I was. And then I went and got an ultrasound, and the ultrasound showed that it was in the pregnancy was in the tubes. Oh. So I ended up having to have the tube removed because if there's a pregnancy in the tube, it's not going to survive. And it's also very dangerous for the individual because if that pregnancy is not aborted, it grows and grows and could burst and could be death for both parties.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was devastating. So I had a tube removed. Then I got married again and I thought, oh, we got have a child. Never got pregnant. But a devastating piece, a personal thing on my side is this. When I was married, I didn't have any children, couldn't have any children, or thought I couldn't. I never got pregnant. But yet, a colleague of mine was very close to me, shared with me some very devastating news to me. One day she came to me and she said, Betty, where do you live? At that time, I lived in Chicago area, Frankfort, Illinois. She said, you live in Frankfort. Now, in Frankfort, there weren't that many African Americans that lived out there. So the few that were there, they kind of knew who was there.
Yeah.
So she said, you live out there, right? I said, yeah. Well, she said to me, a lady said to me, her boyfriend lives out there. I said, oh, okay. Okay. who I don't know who that would be. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Later on, to come find out, that boyfriend was my husband.
What?
Okay.
Your friend?
That boyfriend of this person, like I said, it's a police officer friend that I knew.
Yeah.
And then she knew this other lady. And this other lady was telling her, oh, she met this great guy that lives in Frankfort. He's so nice. And we've been dating for a while. And she's pregnant. I said, oh, wow. And then I said, okay, I got to get to the bottom of this. And so literally, waiting to exhale came out of me.
Yeah.
Like, what is he doing? What is going on?
What's happening while you...
Yeah.
Oh, this is happening while you were...
Yeah. Married.
While you were married?
Married. Yeah.
And so so he got another woman pregnant.
Yes.
Hey! Oh, sorry.
Yes, and I was trying to get pregnant, of course. You know, you always want to have your child with your husband, and I couldn't get pregnant. We never had a child.
Yeah.
So... I was very devastated. I was glad my police officer friend told me.
Yeah.
But it was very painful. Very painful.
Wow.
So then I had to do the waiting to exhale thing. I went out there and threw every bit of clothes outside that I could, out on the deck and all that stuff, waiting to exhale. The only thing I didn't do was set anything on fire.
Okay, yeah, we got it.
I didn't want to do that.
We're
I want to do that. But you talk about... What kind of feeling that brings to an individual that wanting to have children and didn't have any, couldn't have any, or just what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Why can't I have kids?
But, you know, so some people believe, people just believe that everyone has the same goal of get married, do a wedding, have kids. But... Why is this the general consensus?
I don't think it's a general consensus to everybody. That might be what the majority of the people talk about.
Yeah.
But there's some people that know they want to get married.
Yeah.
Get to know each other. You know, enjoy each other's life before we start bringing another life in.
Yeah.
Now, that's some of my friends, I know that's how they believe. But then there are those that, okay, we got married, let's go ahead and have that child and, you know.
Yeah.
But
do you ever really get to know someone, even if you've been married for 50 years? Do you ever really know them?
Well, you think you would, you think you know them.
Because, listen, like, I think about just even trying to get to know myself.
Uh-huh.
How difficult that is.
Well, one of the things when you say how difficult that is.
Oh, yeah, it's not easy.
It's not easy. It's not but easy. First of all, you got to ask the question to the people that are trying to know themselves, get to know themselves. Are you really trying to get to know yourself? Or are you trying to portray someone?
Yeah.
That's in your body. Those questions to me are real.
It's a lot, man. Beliefs, there's so many beliefs. I'll give you another one. Like, there's a belief that you got to go to school to be successful.
I disagree with that. I do say this.
Yeah.
I think an education does help you in some instances, but to say you got to go to school to be successful, there's people out here that have not had a bit of education.
Yeah.
They've graduated maybe from high school, or maybe they didn't even graduate from high school, but they are successful businessmen, women. I think the success comes from within your mind, your thought process. What is it you want to do?
Yeah.
Now, when some people think like that, it's like, okay, I got to go to school. I got to go to Harvard. I got to go there to be successful.
Where did that belief come from?
It came from.
That's what I would ask.
Well, where did it come from? It came
from them, whoever that person is.
For them?
You never know, like, because think about that. Like, I should go to Harvard. Why?
Because that's what people think is they've seen it on the TV. They heard about it. That's the kind of stuff they talk about in society. If you want to be anybody, you got to graduate from these elite colleges.
Yeah.
But that's not always the case.
Yeah, but people believe it.
I know they believe
it. People do it. People jump right in.
Well, guess what? People believe it, and so do employers. Because employers, if they're looking at applications, and this one has an application from Harvard.
They got the Harvard stamp.
Or they got the Harvard stamp, and this one's got the little Ivy League over here, down here stamp.
Yeah.
Even though this one down here might have interviewed exceptionally well.
Yeah.
That employer is going to pick that Harvard person because they want to have that type of person on their team. I have a person on my team that graduated from Harvard.
Belief. It's a belief that because this person went to this university that somehow they are more qualified than this person that went here.
It is.
There's really no way to prove that. It's just a belief and people just go with that.
Well, this is how they prove it. This is what they'll prove it by. They're going to go look at that Harvard person's job. They're going to look at their resume things. They're going to look at their transcript to look at their grades. And if they had all A's and B's and all this here, see? Yep.
Yeah, but all that stuff can be easily manipulated.
It can be manipulated, but what I'm saying is they're going to look at that.
Yeah.
And what they see is A's, B's, whether it's manipulated or not.
Yeah.
It's A's or B's.
Just question everything.
And then you go over here and you look at the Ivy League or the other person that maybe didn't even graduate.
Yeah.
But yet, that person is talking very well. They're very educated, meaning they're knowledgeable. They know.
Yeah.
So my question here is this. Education is important. It's important, and I never will make small of that. But what if you're not afford that luxury to get that education?
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that in the future. But belief, I want to quickly touch on this around, like, cultural beliefs. There's a lot of things that I can think about today that are beliefs that are passed on, like, within my culture.
Okay.
That's, I ask questions like, what?
Give me an example of that.
Example, let me think of something really quick. A belief that, I think I talked about this before, maybe not, but that you have to marry someone from your same culture.
Okay.
That's a belief.
All right.
And a lot of people can't, you know, It becomes a huge problem when you marry outside of your culture. But now it's becoming more common. People are just understanding, like, huh, why do I believe that? No, I have to, what do I want? And I'm going to do what I want. But
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Yeah, beliefs, that's a tough one. For me, I just choose the approach of asking questions.
Okay.
Like, if someone is telling me, like, this is it, this is the way, this is what I believe, I always just ask questions. And it always leads me to a place that I know, okay, does this belief either align with what I believe, or is this just something that is just put out there for the heck of it?
So I think at the beginning you asked, where do these beliefs come from? Did we answer that?
Well, yeah, the question, the quote was, if I have a belief, if I have a belief, and if I ask you, like, why do you have that belief? Like, mm-hmm. if you have a belief, I say, why do you have that belief? And you can't tell me why. It's not yours, it's someone else's.
Okay.
I agree with that statement 1,000%.
So it's not mine, it's someone else's, yeah, because not, I don't know why.
I can't explain it.
You
can't. Why?
Hmm.
Or you can also look at it like, is it okay to have a belief but not be able to explain why you have that belief?
Well, I'm thinking, me, if I'm going to believe something, I'm going to be able to tell you why I believe
it. That's what I believe. Yeah,
that, but, I'm going to tell you.
I wanted to get your perspective on that.
Yeah, I would say,
and
I'm going to tell you the reason. I believe a lot of my beliefs came from my upbringing.
Yeah.
And how I was brought up by my parents.
So someone else
has instilled those things in me. And then later on, as I have grown up, my beliefs either stay the same or they may change, because it's like, no, it's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
Things have changed. So, you know, society changes, life changes. So maybe it was like that then.
Yeah.
Because that's what my parents knew then. And that's all they knew to teach their children.
Yeah.
But as you grow up and you get to see a different perspective of things, your life changes.
Absolutely. I agree. We want the people to share some things that you believe in, or, you know, just let us know thoughts around, like, what we're talking about around beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And that the goal is, we're not here to give anyone expert advice, right? Mm-hmm. The goal of this podcast is for us to share our own stories, perspective, and experiences. And hopefully, if someone can take something away from the conversation and it, you know, relates to them, then, you know, it's a win. But we don't want people to take our words as, like, in opposition to what they believe in, right?
No.
It's important to make sure that people understand that. This is the way Dr. V, well, I view the world, and then the way you view the world,
exactly,
and our approach and our viewpoints. And it's not here to make anyone else's viewpoint small.
No.
You know, believe what you believe, stick with and stand by what you stand by. I just choose to ask questions. I just choose to question all my beliefs, because for so long in my life, some of the things that I've believed just kept me limited.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, just wanted to make sure that I put that and point that out. So,
you know, it's also interesting for the viewers to understand. Again, we're not trying to make you change anything.
Yeah.
But you might get a different perspective on something. It might open you up to, let me think about that. The different possibilities. You know, sometimes people are so stringent.
Yeah.
And they will not think outside the box. They will not.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
It's not.
Yeah.
But life is short.
We're all going to die. Listen, there's we're all going to. So the craziest thing is, one thing that was guaranteed when you're born, death. I always say this. I probably say this at least 50 times.
It is.
It's just, for me, I want to be free.
I do too.
While I'm alive. Like,
I want to know that I've done all that I can do.
Yeah.
I've left, you know, I really like to help. If I fall down.
Yeah.
I'd like to try to help somebody not fall down if I can.
Yeah, it is what it is.
And you know what? And if you know what you needed to do or not do, so that doesn't happen again, you know, sharing those perspectives out there.
That's what we're doing.
It might be small, it might be little, but you're sharing it.
Yeah.
And that hope that it would make a difference in somebody's life.
Yeah.
It may or it may not.
Yeah, because I was the guy that kept my experiences hidden, because I don't know why, but people don't realize, man, for me at least, I have a belief, man, we're here to serve, whatever that capacity, at whatever capacity that may be for you. But and I think for me, the easiest way to serve is to share the things that you're going through,
exactly,
or have gone through. So like you said, like whomever might avoid,
yeah,
the same pitfalls.
You know, you said share. It's important to share. But what do? We don't want to share.
Yeah, yeah. People,
because we're ashamed of this or that.
Yeah.
But I say, you just don't know how the sharing can help.
Yeah.
Heal somebody else with, they might be thinking of things, and it might be a thing to help turn them around. But just sharing your stories.
Yeah.
How you got through this here complication, how you overcame something.
Yeah. Some people are afraid of objection, like maybe you say something and other people perceive what you're saying from a different light, which I don't, it's fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can, but I wanted to give the caveat, like with clarity, our intentions behind this, but at the mm-hmm. same time, you're free to deduce whatever conclusions you
exactly.
that pleases you. Because tomorrow I'm going to wake up as me, you're going to wake up as you,
mm-hmm.
and that's that.
Yeah.
I just have some questions following up on your story about your first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just talked about like maybe sharing how you overcame or got through things and that could help people.
Mm-hmm.
First, like how did you get through that? How did you get over it?
Oh, that was not easy. This is what I did. When I found out who the individual was, because again, the police officer and I were very close friends, she told me about the individual. And I did some detective work. Okay. Hey, that's what we do. We do detective work. So this person lived in, I think at Romeoville, Illinois. And I said, I got the person's names, and I started looking up at the phone book, calling information, getting a hold of this person, trying to find this person. And I did locate it down to a couple of names that were the same. Then I left messages on the phone for that individual. I kept leaving messages. And then they wouldn't call me back. So finally, I left one more, and I said, it's very, very important that I speak to you. We have some things in common. Okay?
True.
And the individual did call. I was shocked, but the individual called. Then I said, okay, now you're talking about all that tough stuff, you know. Now you're going to talk to the individual. What are you going to say?
Yeah.
And so I talked to her, and I said, how old is your child? 2 years old. I said, 2 years? We've been married for 4. Okay. All right. Then she goes on and we talk more and more. And I said, how did you meet this man? And she told me, I don't know, I forgot what she said, but.
Did she know you were talking about your husband?
Yes, because I told her.
Okay.
And that was I should have said that too. I was saying to her, yes, you know this man is married, right? She said, no, I didn't know he was married. So he portrayed to her that he was not married. Little did I know, this woman had been in my house. You know, all these things came out. I know you live in Frankfurt.
Was it hard to be mad at her once she told you that she didn't know that he was married?
Yeah.
Did you have empathy for her as well?
I started to kind of take back the anger because I felt like, well, wait a minute. It's not like she did this on purpose. She didn't do it on purpose. He deceived her as well as me. He didn't tell her he was married, or that's what she said to me. And I know from my perspective, if somebody tells me that, you know, you're talking and let's go out to dinner, let's do this. You know, you might do that a couple of times, but then let's get to the nitty gritty here. Are you married? If you're married, then I can't do that. I don't operate like that. So, but I believe he never shared that. He shared that he lived in Frankfurt. He shared all these things about his job and all these things. And he shared with her that he was getting divorced or something, and something like that's what she told me. But as we continued to talk on the phone, I said, somehow or another, we kept talking, and she goes, yeah, she's 2 years old, and this. And I said, okay. And I said, I don't know how it came out, but I'd like to meet you. And I met her. We met in a place close to where I lived, a public place. And the minute I saw the child, I knew the child was his. And that was very painful because it's like, oh, my God, I wanted my own children. I can't have any children. Why, God, are you punishing me? What's happening here? I can't have any kids. So I just had to deal with it. And I ended up getting divorced from him. But I have to be honest about the whole picture. I think I saw signs and things before, but I didn't want to see him.
Yeah. How much did this correspond at the same time that you were having trouble getting pregnant?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, which makes it all the more painful.
All the more painful, and I ended up getting pregnant to find out it was in the tubes.
Yeah.
And then I had to have the tubal pregnant, have it removed. Yeah. So then, you know, it was like, wow.
What happened to them? Did they get married or he just go on?
After her and I talked, we talked in depth. And after she heard the story and heard the lies and all of this, she had a 2-year-old child.
Yeah.
You know, he had told her they were going to get married and get together and all of these things. And after she found out the whole truth about the story, she's like, I don't want anything to do with him.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I won't have anything to do with him. So he's clearly all yours because you have a child.
Hmm.
Now that's your choice. I don't know what you're going to do about that, but
yeah. It's
your choice. So, but it was very devastating to someone, you know, that, you know, I was faithful, working, and he was out playing. So, I mean, anybody that happens to, I know it's going to be devastating. You know, they can say it doesn't bother them, but believe me, it's devastating.
But you persevere.
Yeah. But, yeah, you persevere because guess what? What can I do? I can't control any of that. You evidently did not want to be with me, so why were you with me? And let me say this to you. When I married that man, my dad said to me, are you sure this is what you want to do? And I think, as we talked about previously, norms, you know, conforming to norms and stuff like this. I think I was in my 30s or something, and I hadn't gotten married, and I was like, I got to hurry up and get married so I can have some kids and
stuff.
See
that pressure?
So that pressure. So I believe that pressure came to me. I really did.
See that?
I really feel that when you think about it, and it makes you bring it all together. I really feel it was pressure that made me go ahead and, because honestly, did I really know this man? I'll be honest with you. I didn't know this man. I met him through that online thing. I don't know, that was in the newspaper, you know, dating type thing there. I met him through there, dated him for about a year. And one of my oldest brothers, do you know this man? I said, yeah. But honestly, I think I look back on the whole story. I have to be honest and transparent. I believe this man saw a very good catch. And when I say by a very good catch, I, 30-some years old, young, never married, no children, my own things, working my job. I was a nurse, I did very well. And I had purchased my first townhome. So this guy looking in the outside, looking in, it's like, look, oh, what have I got here? And so you can charm somebody.
Sugar mama.
Sugar mama.
Tony.
Okay, Tony. but I tell you, Tony, I think that's something that the women, you know, you feel like you want to get married, you want to have that family. And when your clock is ticking, you do things. And I would have looked back on it now. I would say I did things. Yeah, I would.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I did.
I love these.
Yeah.
I love these.
Because you know what? Sharing. There's somebody out there that might be in the same situation. I don't know that answer. But, you know, you got to, you know, really think about what you're doing.
Did your faith play any part in you overcoming some of those things at that time?
Well, I'm going to tell you honestly, at that time, I was not really a faith-based individual-like person. I didn't go to church. I was just working all the time. My faith came into me when I was diagnosed with breast cancer because I was like, well, what do I do? Hmm. And I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I can't even remember the year, but when I was, I asked my mother to come down, and that time I lived in Illinois, and I asked her to come down there to be with me, and so she did. And then my friend that's in Illinois, her name is Gwen, we were very close because we worked at a hospital together for years and years and years. And when I moved, she knew me, and we were very close. And so she said, why don't you come to church? Come to church, you know, and we'll have our pastors and things pray for you and all this here. So when I did that, I got a sense of a change about, you know, you need to make a change. And so I just started going to church and doing those types of things, which that really helped me through my cancer bout. Yeah. And it made me stop and think about lots of things. Life, you know, what I was looking for. And, you know, sometimes they say you're looking for all these things in the wrong places. So, yeah, I would have to say I was one of those people. Yeah. And then when you just got to the right places, things just seemed to kind of gel in line there. So... But it didn't go through without any pain. I can tell you that piece.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.